Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today, we have a special guest. We have Chris Wong as a guest. Chris is the second generation church mobilizer at North American Mission Board. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sammy. So happy to be with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming to North Carolina all the way from Georgia. So this is podcast episode number one, and I want to get to know more about your personal story. So how do you feel about being in North Carolina?
Man, I'm loving it. The food, the people, just the experience of being here in North Carolina has been great. And to take part of this convention that we're experiencing this past 2 days has been really great.
Awesome. That's great. What food surprised you?
I would say that barbecue, man. I
mean, barbecue.
Growing up in Miami, Florida, you know, we have, especially being from a Peruvian family, we eat different types of food and just have that experience of American barbecue food. I mean, it's just great. Shrimp and grits. I just tried that recently for the first time. So
that's awesome, man. That's great. Well, can you tell us about your family?
Yes. So I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. My parents are both from Peru, from Iquitos, Peru. They grew up, they were born and raised there. One of the things that is, as you can tell from my last name, is Chinese. My great-great-grandfather moved from China to Peru, settled there, married someone there from the country, and just assimilated to the country. By the third generation, you know, the Chinese ceased to be part of the family, but that's where my family comes from Peru. And it's pretty blended, kind of mixed ethnicities there, because I also have like from Portugal, also from Brazil, family members from there, and so it's just different nations all mixed up into one person.
So did you live in Peru for a while?
No, I lived in Miami. All my, from the time I was born to my early 20s. There was a time that I lived in Mexico, in Mérida, Yucatán. So we lived there for a year. Went to school there. My dad had a business there. But then we ultimately came back to Miami because we were forgetting English. And that's something that my mom did not want to let happen within our family. So,
So you're bilingual, right? You can speak English and Spanish. Wow, that's amazing. Now, how did you come to faith in Christ?
So I grew up going to church. My mom's desire was for me to be a music minister. Now I answered only 50% of the call because I'm just a minister. So I grew up in the local church, but it wasn't until I was 22 years old that I became a Christian. You know, my life was really much focused into my own future, my own desires that were really contrary to God's word. And it wasn't until I was 22 years old that I really came face to face with the gospel of Jesus Christ in a very personal way, that just really changed me from the inside out. There was a new orientation of desires and just focus with my life. You know, my desire was to be in New York, serving as, working within, you know, the financial sector and preparing myself for that. And God had different plans. He wanted me to be his own, and but also to be part of the work that he is doing here in the United States.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, can you tell us about your experience growing up as second generation in the United States?
Yes. You know, I must admit, it wasn't until coming into this role with the North American Mission Board and coming to find out that I'm a second generation American that it started to make sense, some of the things that I've experienced when I was younger. Growing up, my heart language is English. I am bilingual, that I speak Spanish. But I feel more comfortable speaking in English because that's the context that I grew up in.
Right.
But I love, you know, my lomo saltado, my papa la huancaína, ceviche. That's typical Peruvian dishes, and also some Cuban dishes as well, being from Miami. So you have this kind of blended culture that you're growing up in. And just seeing that, you know, as we would travel to different parts of the United States as a family, people will ask based on the way that I would talk, that where are you from? Because it doesn't sound like you're from here. I started to, you know, pick that up, like, you know, there's something different about me, but I didn't know what it was. And just growing up and just seeing that, you know, coming from a blended family in the sense that from our history, our family line, you know, having a Chinese last name, but we don't speak Chinese, but we speak Spanish and we look white. I mean, we're just a ball of confusion for people. just growing up with that, it hasn't been, I for myself personally, hasn't been like an identity crisis. Mm-hmm. I would just say it's just something different that I'm just, I just kind of stick out as a sore thumb. And I'm thankful for that, because that always opened up opportunities for conversation, and especially being now a Christian, it opens up in a very unique way for there to be gospel conversations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So you grew up, and I mean, you're a Peruvian, mm-hmm. right? So I know in Raleigh, in Triangle area, we have a Peruvian restaurant. It's called Alpaca.
I need to go visit. I heard about it, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your ministry vision? Mm-hmm.
So my ministry vision is to see really second-generation church planters being developed, being deployed from our first-generation churches. Mm-hmm. I do see that within our first-generation churches, to think about like even my own parents, that they sacrificed to come to the United States, that they really sought for their children, myself, to have opportunities that they, you know, couldn't have had there back in their hometown, which is like the case with many people that migrate over here to the United States, is that they're seeking a sacrifice for their children. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, so much economically and also through education to help put our children into the right path in the, and just in a good situation where they could really flourish. I just wonder how would it look like for us to really see that second generation, our children, mm-hmm. as that kind of creative task force, that creative missions force that God is raising up to bring about new church plants mm-hmm. Within our cities in which you have a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. And to think that as second generation, we have that cultural agility mm-hmm. in which we navigate two different cultures, or maybe three or four, mm-hmm. whatever your family makeup is, to see that could be leveraged for kingdom purposes. Mm-hmm. And I just can't help but thinking of Jeremiah 29, mm-hmm. Where you see how God, Yahweh, tells to his exiled people, mm-hmm. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into exile, and pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Mm. And to think that, you know, our mothers and fathers have come here from different countries to be, in a sense, almost exiled from their countries to be here, that the way that they can seek for the prosperity of their city is to really develop their children to be those model citizens, but even further, more than that, to be that gospel witness to a country that's in dire need of it.
Mm. Wow. That's great. Well, in the next episode, we'll love to hear more about your ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about what God is doing among second generations. And I'm thinking that this must be a very strategic movement that God has placed you to really help and encourage the second generations to move forward with the gospel of Christ mm-hmm. through church planting. Well, listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.